During the next few minutes, we want to explain the thinking behind the new Queen's Hall Orchestra and to give some examples of the instrumental colours which are once more becoming available to music lovers. The new Queen's Hall Orchestra is unusual in having very specific points of view. Its style, sound, and pitch are those of a London band of the 1900s. It doesn't try to emulate a Viennese orchestra or one from Hamburg or Paris or New York. It aims to present the music of the late 19th and early 20th centuries as it would have been heard in London 80 or 90 years ago. There are three principal aspects to the orchestra's philosophy. The first is the use of the actual instruments of a London orchestra of the early part of the present century, instruments which are a lot different from modern ones. The second part of our philosophy is to restore to the players the opportunity for individual expression. The third is to encourage a freer and less metronomic interpretation. This is done by rejecting the present over-concentration on literal fidelity to the notation of the score. First, the instruments. Virtually every musical instrument and the way in which it's played has changed since the late 1920s. For instance, the wooden flute has been replaced by metal. Hear Sebastian Bell play his modern instrument. Then listen to what he has to say about playing the wooden flute in the new Queen's Hall Orchestra.
Joining this orchestra has given me the opportunity to return to the instrument on which I was trained, the Rudelkart wood flute. The sound of this instrument is more innocent and more pastoral than the metal flute, especially when it's played without vibrato. Here is how it sounds.
My name is Keith Puddy, principal clarinetist in the new Queen's Hall Orchestra. Playing in this orchestra has been a high point of my career. I never thought I would sit in an orchestra and be allowed to play with the sort of freedom that players had at the time of Elgar and Brahms. Now I'd like to give you a sample of my modern clarinet and then my ode Hawks Martell, which dates from 1900.
Bassoons can be very different. Indeed, the whole wind section should offer a palette of colours, not the homogeneous monochrome which is so widespread today. Here's Merrick Alexander to demonstrate his modern German bassoon before showing us the sheer character of his old French instrument.
Last year, I played in Elgar's First Symphony with the new Queen's Hall Orchestra. It's a work I know well, and yet the colours and timbres of the old French bassoon were a revelation. The design and fingering of the old buffet are completely different from a modern German instrument, and it makes a much more woody sort of sound, more obviously a member of the cor anglais family. Here's the buffet. Thank you.
Here's Francis Marcus playing a modern German horn.
The modern horn is much safer to play than the old French horn. The old horn is great fun, but also a huge challenge. It may make a smaller sound than a new instrument, but it's wonderfully poetic and blends very well with the woodwind. Now I'd like to play you something on my 70-year-old Hawks.
I'm Crispian Steele Perkins, and I play principal trumpet in the new Queen's Hall Orchestra. First, I'm going to play something to you on the modern instrument, which has wide tubing, is therefore very secure, but designed for extreme volume in late 20th century concert halls and studios, which are acoustically very dry. Therefore, it lacks some of the charm, maybe, of its ancestors. I have a collection of over 70 instruments dating from the 18th century to the present day, all of which are restored to playing condition. In the new Queen's Hall Orchestra, I very much enjoy the opportunity of playing a beautiful 1912 orchestral trumpet, which has very narrow tubing and therefore a vibrant tone even in its lowest register and at medium volume. My colleagues in the orchestra have instruments of the same make and of the same period, so it makes a nice matching set.
We all know that the trombone has got bigger since the 1940s in bore and bell size. The new instrument makes a really wonderful sound, but there are many times when it's simply too much of a good thing. This is why I love playing in the new Queen's Hall Orchestra. I can give everything I want without drowning out the rest of the orchestra. This is my old instrument.
Thank you.
That was Peter Davies, principal trombone. So, the wind and brass of the new Queen's Hall Orchestra are unlike those of any other. Differences of character are actually looked for. So much has been lost by the present fashion for blandness and homogeneity. By reverting to instruments which the great composers of the Romantic era would have known, the new Queen's Hall Orchestra overcomes the problems of balance and loss of colour which have overwhelmed the modern orchestra. Listen to the strings of the new Queen's Hall Orchestra using vibrato as an expressive ornament as they attempt some of the emotional and expressive slides known as portamenti, which have been banished from concert platforms for generations. Note the warmth of colour which gut strings bring. Music is of vital importance to us all, which is why we hope you will join our revolution and look out for more recordings and concerts by the new Queen's Hall Orchestra, the only orchestra in the world to come close to giving the music of the Romantics as it was meant to be.